Hi, honey.
What an intro.
How are you?
Great. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
How old are you today, Rose?
36.
So you're just a child. You know,
well,
I'm...
You see, I act like one on TV, so yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that, Rose, my love. We're going to talk about you and your relationships, but more importantly, I love the family stuff with you.
I'm actually at my grandma's house right now making this call, so that's
tell your grandma I said hola mio, mijo, te gusta mucho la grandma.
She's going to love it. She's going to love it.
First of all, what was the fight with your mother about? Spill the beans.
My mom and I are like kind of like a sisterly relationship.
I was going to say, now she seems very young. What's the age difference?
She's actually turning 55 tomorrow. We're a day apart.
Okay, so she was, do the math, somebody. She had, you was as a kid, right? She was
19. And my sister at 17, and she was married to my father at 15. Typical Puerto Rican. She was a couple of years too late in that marriage.
Got it. All right.
But, you know, she started young, and so we kind of have a sisterly relationship, so we bicker a lot. You know, we have a lot of little tiffs here and there, and we're so both strong-minded and stubborn that it kind of took a little time to get over.
Now, so. 9 months ago, you had, like, a huge fight, and you hadn't spoken to her until your grandmother got sick.
That's actually true.
And was it about you being gay or anything? No.
No. She's accepted me since I came out at 19. My whole entire family did. It's just... You know, just drama, you know, just lame, just fighting, you know, sisterly kind of, you know, you said this, you said that. And
yeah.
To be honest, I even forgot what it was about.
Okay. And I loved, first of all, your aunt coming over and telling you that you had to say you're sorry, even if you weren't. And then I love your grandmother patting both of you. She was patting you and patting your mom as you guys were sort of hugging and trying to make up.
My grandma's used to it. You see, my grandmother's kind of, you know, obviously, you know, dealt with all of our little indifferences throughout my whole entire life. And my grandmother's sort of been the one to raise me, so it's like both of her daughters having a tiff and, you know, finally it's over.
Yeah.
It just came at a bad time. My grandmother was sick and the family really needed to be united, and us being divided, you know, sort of just split the family in two. And you know, my aunt lives next door to my grandmother.
Wow.
So we had separate Christmases because it fell during the holidays. It was really bad.
It was intense.
It was.
And you don't even really remember what it's about. I don't.
It was something just dumb. It was just a little fight, but then it was like, you know, it sort of, I end up throwing my, you didn't raise me kind of attitude.
Right.
Just, what are you talking about? And it just escalated.
And then she said, she said to you, I forgive you even though you made my life miserable.
Yeah, did you see me? Like, I wanted to.
You were good. You had self-control there, Rose.
And it was hard, but I kept, you know, just focusing on my grandmother's face. trying to channel.
But you
the
have
reason
a,
why.
You
I
have
was
a
doing
very,
it.
Very loving family. I mean, your dad's so supportive. They're also sort of okay about you being gay. It's not really a typical response that a family has to gay children.
No, I mean, I'm Hispanic, I'm Puerto Rican, and my family's very Catholic. And, you know, I came out at the age of 19, and my mother, being a young mom, was just pretty much made an announcement to the family, if you don't accept her, you know, just, you know, kick rocks. I don't want you to be my, you know, brother, mother, cousin, sister, whatever. And everyone, just the overwhelming amount of support. At the time, I was living with my grandmother, and she was the one that I was most worried about.
Right.
And, you know, she's like, I love you. I love you for who you are. I don't care who you love or, you know, what lifestyle you want to live or whatever. I just care that you're healthy, happy, and you live a productive life, and that's what matters to me.
Now, what do you do for a living? Because we never really see what you do. We really only get to see what Mikey does.
They have me deemed as a real estate advisor, which, you know, I do investments in real estate in California. And it's really lucrative right now with all the, you know, foreclosures and flips and things of that sort. So I work for an investment company called Herrera Sandell. Everybody has amazing, great jobs. You just kind of, you know, don't see it. You know, Whitney is super intelligent.
What does Whitney do for a job?
She does special effects makeup and has her own company with Alyssa, her roommate. And, you know, she has two, you know, bachelor's degrees. She'll get into that when you talk to her. But she's really smart. And you kind of don't see the Whitney intellectual side when she's, you know, wearing the little raccoon hat and talking.
Yeah, when she's having cream corn lube fights in the pool, maybe it's hard to see her intellect there, Rose.
But she is a fun girl. I mean, you get to see the fun side.
All right, now, Rose, how did you get involved in this? Because is it true that the character Poppy from The L Word is based on you?
Yes, actually, it is true. You know, I knew Eileen Chaikin through mutual friends, and she wanted to write a Hispanic character and sort of just based a lot of the shenanigans on, you know, my shenanigans during that time a few years back. And when the reality, you know, concept came into play, she just sort of threw my name in there. She's like, look, I don't know what's going to happen. I just think you're interesting. The production company's doing the casting, but, you know, are you interested? And I said, yeah, let's see what happens. And never in my wildest dreams thought that I would even be cast on the show.
Okay, so then you were cast, and did they say to you, we're going to follow you around, and you're going to have no control over what we air?
Absolutely. It was just like, literally, we're going to film you, you know, 12 hours a day. And, you know, give us a schedule of what your week entails. I only got, like, one day off, if that. And they literally just filmed absolutely everything. If I was sick with the flu for 3 days, and they filmed me just sitting on my couch.
Okay, now, Rose, first of all, you're very intelligent. Second of all, you're very, very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you know that. I know you own a mirror, because I've seen you and Natalie in the mirror quite often, crimping before you go out. I have a question. Do you not think you with the strippers in the hotel room being filmed is going to get back to your girlfriend, Natalie, at some point?
Here's the thing. For me, it was timing. Like, that was 4 or 5 months ago, so I was thinking, oh, I have time to fix this, you know?
To fix it?
I kind of waited.
How are you going to fix it? Rose, it's not like a rumor. She saw you with your head in between some strippers' hoo-has.
I know. It was a bonehead move on my part, but I felt that, like, I had time at the time. I technically wasn't doing anything bad. I mean, I was lying, which sucks. I mean, I was lying, and that was terrible.
You weren't doing anything bad. You're in a relationship. Your little girlfriend, who I think is 14, how old is Natalie?
She's 25. She turns 26 August 30th.
Are you still dating? You're still together?
We're working at it. Every time a darn episode airs, I have to, like...
Okay, but can I tell you that I literally peed myself laughing when you leave the club? You go to see your ex-girlfriend. You don't tell Natalie. Then you go to see Natalie the next day, and you're in the car with a cameraman, and you say, I'm going to have to do some Oscar-worthy acting. Okay, Ro, honey, sweetie, do you not think that's going to get you in trouble?
It has. That's why, you know, this past weekend when that show aired, I had to do some major damage control. So we spent the weekend at the Four Seasons in Westlake and trying to make amends. And, you know, I learned a lot from seeing myself. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you know, watching the way I've treated Natalie, you know, and I mean, there's a lot of nice things and sweet things that I do that didn't make, you know, I mean, a couple of things did Valentine's Day and so on and so forth.
Well, listen, you know how to work it in terms of romance and doing the whole, you know how to work that, but in terms of being true to yourself and kind of being able to really invest in a committed relationship with someone, you don't seem to give yourself a lot of chances to do that.
No, I kind of botched a few of those up in my day. That's why watching myself on the show sort of, you know, gave me a lot of insight in how big of a jackass I've been to women.
Yeah.
And Natalie's worth kind of me looking at, you know, my actions and assessing the way I treat her and other people around me, you know. So it's been an enlightening experience, to say the least.
Yeah. Now, are you friends with the other women, or did you only meet them through doing the show?
Well, I met, you know, Mikey. I've known Mikey for 10 years. We've known each other for a long time.
I'm a little concerned with Mikey's alcohol consumption, Rose. I seriously am.
She's not that bad.
No, but I'm just concerned if somebody is literally missing work, like this whole big thing, she goes to New York, she has all these designers,
yeah,
and then she's too hungover to go to the event?
I did talk to her about it, and she told me that you know, she did make it. You know, the timing was a little off, but, you know, she's really successful. I went to her fashion week this past season, and it was insane. I mean, it was really well put together. I was blown away. It was beautiful, actually. It was awesome. Mikey is good at what she does.
But I'm not saying that she's not good at what she does or that I don't enjoy her. I do enjoy her, but sometimes her screaming rage also reminds me of alcoholic behavior.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's alcoholic. I think she's intense. That's the word.
Okay. She's
intense.
And she's
very passionate.
And I've seen her slurrily drunk on that show one too many times.
You're killing me here.
I'm just saying, I'm concerned. It's not a judgment. I'm just concerned
I know.
For Mikey.
I think, you know, like I said, she's passionate and she's really, you know, intense. And sometimes you need a little something to take the edge off. How's that?
Oh, yeah, that's good. But can I also ask you, what's up with the lesbian bump it hairdo that she has going on? How long does it take to get her hair to do that?
She does it different ways. I like it more when she kind of just has the swoop style going down.
Yeah,
I think that's a lot cuter.
Yeah.
You know, but she's very rock and roll, very, you know, edgy.
Yeah.
That's her thing, and she has a signature look, you know, and she, you know, deems herself as the Mikey lesbian. So that's the whole Mikey staple. And that's, you know, that's her thing.
And is she based on Shane? Is that the...
No. I don't. None of the girls are, I think, typecasted or based on any of the characters. I mean, you can kind of find similarities, like, you know, with the Bette and Tina, with Nikki and Jill. But everybody's pretty much their own person, with the exception of my loosely based thing on the whole Poppy character.
Yeah, but you're nothing like the Poppy character, because Poppy would come in and just be mysterious and never speak. You know,
I
she would.
Too much.
Yeah, well, no, you don't. You're much more vivacious than Poppy. I think you're better in real life.
I think just the whole womanizing at the time, you know, years back when I was, you know, on that level.
Yeah.
Was what kind of based and, you know, what they went off of.
Right. Now, I'm talking to Rose, for people who are just tuning in, from The Real L Word, which is on Showtime, and it's really a great show. I have to say, I'm addicted.
Thank you so much.
I'm addicted to it. I have it on my video on demand, and some nights I just put it on. Can I just say, I've still not really gotten over the Whitney episode.
I still haven't gotten over it. And
hello?
She's like one of my greatest friends. I talk to her every day, and sometimes I'm
okay,
like,
Rose,
you know what?
I got a question. Would you allow a cameraman to be in there when you were being intimate with your lover?
We had the option. Here's the thing. Like, what I love about Whitney, and she'll get into it when she talks to you, is that she did not, you know, censor herself in any way. She's
obviously.
Like, I'm gonna get into this.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get into it with, you know, both feet and other things and just kind of let it all, you know, hang out. And obviously the other, you know, five of us were a little bit more... I wouldn't say censored. We just kind of, you know, kept the doors, you know, closed. And for me, there was a little crack, you know, and I sort of let them in on a few things here and there.
But not to the extent of, like, that was better than any porn I've ever seen.
I know.
I mean, lesbians around the world were rocked by that night. It was like my text kept, oh my God, did you, oh my God, oh my, I'm like, yes, I saw it, and I'm still recovering.
Here's the thing, also for the straight people that watch the show, it answers a lot of questions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think that's true. It answers a lot of questions for me as well, Rose, because I was like, where is the posse of gorgeous, stylish, rich, successful, intelligent lesbians that are moving en masse to these places I've never heard of?
Well, here's the thing, you know, like, part of my interview thing, like, I was saying that there's top 1%. There's only a very few girls that, you know, not to sound, you know, bougie or conceited, but that are, you know, beautiful, attractive, good-looking, successful, you know, and, you know, they happen to be, LA is a lot more polished, you know, than a lot of other places.
Yeah, but, you know, I lived there for over a decade, and truthfully, never seen anything like all you ladies.
Come on, we're in West Hollywood, we go out all the time.
Honey, I went to the Rage, I went to the Abbey a couple times.
Yeah, we do go to the Abbey a lot, but Whitney and I are more, and Tracy every so often, and Sammy, we're more of the club goers. You know, Nikki and Jill are about their business, and they do other things, and, you know, so that you probably wouldn't see them out too much.
No.
And Mikey used to, you know, do the club scene with me way back in the day. But there are a lot of, you know, attractive, successful, beautiful lesbians out there and all over the place, but LA's a little bit more polished, so you kind of, you know, have a little bit more... grooming going on and primping going on.
Now, have you liked the attention that you've gotten? I mean, honestly, you're sort of famous lesbians now.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I love it. I love, you know, going out and having a lot of these little 21, 22-year-old girls coming up to us, and especially for me, a lot of the Hispanic girls, you know, wow, it's easier for me to come out to my mom now, and
yeah,
things like that. So that's awesome. That's pretty cool. The attention and the perks, yeah, who doesn't love that? I do.
Now, are you going to do a season 2? Do you know?
We don't know yet. Eileen's still waiting on word, so we're all just kind of in limbo, just kind of hanging tight and waiting to see if it'll get picked up again. I hope so.
Well, I can't imagine why it wouldn't.
I think there's a lot more, you know, stories, you know, to tell. I mean, you kind of just see one side of everybody, but now that we're all acquainted and we all know each other and, you know, I know all these girls, there's a lot more to Nikki and Jill. There's a lot more to Tracy and Stamie. There's a lot more to Whitney. There's a lot more to all of us.
Those babies of Stamie's are gorgeous.
Aren't they adorable?
Oh, my God, and I love their names, too.
She's an amazing mom, amazing person. You know, so is Tracy, and Tracy and Stamie. They're just awesome.
Do you know, I went on the website, and I bought myself a T-shirt that says, I have a little crush on Tracy.
Oh, and they have their own little website, too. R15minutes.com, they have their own little website and stuff, but... Yeah,
because my partner's name is Tracy, so I'm going to be wearing. Yeah, so I'm going to wear that T-shirt. I have a little crush on Tracy. There you go.
Cute.
It all worked out. So are you going to get together for a big viewing party for the finale?
Yeah, we're actually meeting at Nikki and Jill's tomorrow for something a little intimate, just the girls. And, you know, I mean, actually today. Oh, geez, it's today. We're going to hang out at Nikki and Jill's and just watch just the last show, because they're going to be out of town at the end of the weekend.
Right, because the season finale is on a Sunday.
It's this Sunday,
August
15th.
That's right. It's 10 o'clock on Showtime. It's also available Showtime On Demand. You can watch all the episodes back to back. When is their big wedding?
It's October 19th, I believe.
This year?
This year, yeah. They're getting married in a couple of months. It's down to the wire, and they're still planning and getting things together and really excited. And
it's funny because I haven't received my invitation yet.
I'm sure they would invite you.
You know,
I'm sure they would invite you. If you want to come, let me know. I'll hook you up with an invite. You could be my date.
I want to come if you're all there, including
we're
Natalie.
We're all going to be there.
I want a little talk with Natalie. I want to have a little chat with her. I'm like, you know, you're sort of like a raging, wild, bucking bronco, right?
See, she's taming me. Now I'm now like a Mustang. How's that?
That's a little bit better, but you have to just decide what it is that you want in your life. Do you want that kind of stable, forever, marriage committed thing, or you want to still sort of hang around and be a playa?
I want the stable, you know, committed thing. Marriage will probably have to wait a little bit, but
okay.
Yeah, I do want to be, you know, I love her. She's a great girl. She's the sweetest thing on earth, and everything you see on TV, you know, she's 10 times sweeter in person.
Yeah. Did you feel weird when her friends were saying, you don't deserve this? You deserve something better.
No, they say it every time I see them.
Really?
I mean, I went out on Friday night and they were like, you don't deserve this. All drama the same way.
Yeah, really?
And there was no camera. I was standing there right, looking at them like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. So well, they're not big fans of mine, but she is, and that's what counts, you know?
That is what counts. Listen, I think you're adorable. I think you're just who you are as a person. I love, you know, listen, you got to learn how to treat Natalie a little nicer, but I think
you're right.
Working on that, I think, right? But the whole stuff with your family, I want to meet your mom and dad. I want to meet Nana, your grandma, your abuela. I want
to
meet her.
When you come down to LA, I'll bring you to Highland Park and you can come meet everybody.
Because I
need some Puerto Rican coffee.
Listen, I just, there's such a warmth and a love there. I feel like I want to go have Thanksgiving over
you
at your
can.
House.
Are you kidding? It's funny because my mother and my grandmother, we have obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas, and when we do, a lot of my friends that are from out of town or can't make it to their families, they all come here and they treat everybody as their own.
Well, that's what it seems like, and it's very welcoming and very loving, and you're a lucky woman to
Thank
have that
so
kind
much.
Of support in your life. And you know, how cute was your dad at the lesbian wedding?
How about the woman who invited us? My dad goes to the same gas station for the last 10 years to buy his lotto tickets and to put, you know, gas in his car.
Right.
And this girl, this young woman, you know, has worked there for the last few years, and he's befriended her, and she's kind of, you know, sought a little bit of solace in him because he accepts his daughter for being gay.
Right.
Her parents aren't very accepting, and so she invited him to the wedding, and he invited me as support, and she was so happy and allowed us to document it, and she was just really open and, you know, great girl. And my dad's just a sweetheart. I mean, he just has nothing but love and positiveness, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah, I really like him. Tell him I said hello.
Is
Natalie working for you now?
No.
Yeah, good, because that's an error in judgment, honey. That never works out.
I was caught up in the moment, and, you know, and needed someone, and, you know, just kind of, she's a great hard worker, and she's close and someone I felt I could boss around at the time, so
yeah.
That was a bad call.
You know, if you go to season 2, I want to be on an episode. I want it to be like Rosie O'Donnell's coming and she's going to go out to a club with us one night.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I want to be in an episode.
Whitney and I need to be your tour guides. We're going to be the ones to set that up.
All right, Whitney and I are going to have a chat too. I got to tell you right now.
She's a good egg. You're going to love her.
I cannot wait till that Sada, whatever her name is, comes down from San Francisco and gives her a taste of her own medicine.
Oh my God, I can't even tell you. This is all I have to say. I wish they were filming now.
Really?
There's so much going on. It's insane.
Oh, boy. You're going to get a season 2, honey. It's a really good show.
I hope so. We need it. Again, there's a lot of stories that need to be, you know, need to be told. And there's a lot more to Nikki and Jill than planning their wedding. I mean, they're dynamic. Nikki is like my idol. She's like the strongest, sweetest, funniest person in the world. I mean, she's so funny, and that doesn't come across, and that kills me because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Jill is just as sweet. You know,
she's a little bossy, Nikki. I just got to say it. Little bossy.
Well, here's the thing. She's a businesswoman.
Yeah.
She's, you know, hardcore in what she does.
Right.
But she has the sweetest, softest, funny side that doesn't come across.
I enjoy her mother. I liked when they were picking out the wedding dresses.
Yeah, her mother's gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're a beautiful family.
Yeah. It's a good show. It really is. It is called The Real L Word. It's on Showtime, 10 p.m. on Sunday nights. And this Sunday is the season finale.
Thank you so much, Rosie, for your support. It does mean a lot. I mean, I was really shocked and pleased to know that you were so into the show, and you are amazing. You have no idea what you've done for not only our community, but I mean, there would be no Ellen on TV today if it wasn't for you.
You've done
so much.
Well, thank you so much. That's
you've
so sweet
so
of you.
You've done so much, and I appreciate
it. I do feel like your big older sister who needs to come and give a talking to all you young lesbians. And I feel like I may fly myself out. I may do it. Don't tempt me. Yeah, Tracy and I will be there for the weekend, and then, of course, we go to sleep at 9:30, so it might be an early night.
You know the Abbey. The Abbey's a daytime thing. We'll take you out there. We'll party you guys up and get you in bed by 9.
All right, honey. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's adorable. Is she not?
I love her. Love her.
Yeah, she's smart. Smart. They're all smart on that show. They are, except maybe Whitney, who's smart in the real world, just not smart. This girl, Jeannie Whitney, she's got long dreads, and she is like sleeping with 4 or 5 women who all know each other. Aye. And like she'll be at a bar, she'll be making out with one, and then another walks in, and then she'll go over to talk to the other one and make out with her. And ay, 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 these young children today. What's a mommy to do? All right, there you go. We're going to take a break here on Rosie Radio. We'll be back right after this.